Google insider to Project Veritas, YouTube deliberately suppresses Pragaru, Dave Rubin, Tim Pool. By Alan Bokhari on June 24, 2019. A Google insider who spoke anonymously to Project Veritas claims that Google-owned video platform YouTube is discriminating against creators who do not meet the tech giant's political criteria. The insider explained that Google and YouTube use terms like machine learning fairness to give a sheen of neutrality to their efforts to suppress content that might contradict progressive narratives. He also claimed that their efforts now extend beyond conservatives to nonpartisan commentators who critique the left as well as the right, like independent journalist Tim Pool. Via Project Veritas interview with the insider, they described that they were going to have more content filtering. And right after that happened, a lot of the content creators started to get demonetized, and their videos started to get deranked. I'm talking about Dave Rubin, I'm talking about Carpe Diem, I'm talking about Tim Pool, and a lot of the other content creators that are within YouTube ecosystem just saw their view counts just go through the floor. So, Google is targeting what they consider right-wing news commentators, so that includes Tim Pool, Dave Rubin, Steven Crowder, and a host of other right-wing people that they are coming in and they're deciding that they don't want these opinions to have a wide appeal. And so they're coming in and they're putting their thumb down, and they're deciding which content the users are allowed to see. They're playing narrative control. And what they're doing it is they're applying their human, the human component, which is they're going through with an army people, and they are manually intervening and removing your content from their servers. And they are saying that the algorithms did it. And in that case, for the high-profile people, it's not just ML fairness that you guys have to worry about. It's actual people that have their head filled with this SJW mindset. They're going through and removing the content because they don't agree with it. Watch the full interview below. Project Veritas also obtained undercover footage revealing yet another Google executive declaring the company's intention to intervene in its products to stop Trump in 2020. Responsible innovation head Jen Genai was recorded stating that Google shouldn't be broken up because smaller companies couldn't prevent another Trump situation. Are you an insider at Google or any other corporation who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alan Bokhari at his secure email address alanbokhari@protonmail.com.